It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. U.S. Highway 133 will be completely shutting down north of Paonia this Thursday. From 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., the highway will be completely closed in both directions as the Department of Transportation crews remove existing rock netting. The netting is currently 150 feet up in the air and is holding back 200 tons of rock. Rockfall mitigation is also happening on U.S. Highway 550 north of Ridgeway. That project started at the end of March. The traffic delays, Monday through Friday, are expected to continue until the project's completion in October. The future of a transitional housing program for homeless families on the Western Slope is in limbo. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Haven House needs to raise $345,000 by Friday to buy the property where it operates. The shelter opened in Olathe 4 years ago. It has 30 units where homeless families and individuals can stay for an extended period.
Certainly, between Grand Junction and Durango, there's nothing like it.
That's Larry Fredrickson, the president of the nonprofit faith-based shelter.
I think what's really unique about Haven House is its child development program. Almost a third of our budget is devoted to serving the children of the homeless families.
Fredrickson says the organization provides guidance, counseling, and personal development programs for people staying there. He says the aim of the program is to help families become self-sufficient. However, Haven House doesn't own the complex it operates. It rents from the Montrose County Housing Authority. 2 weeks ago, the Housing Authority told the organization it sold the property. Fredrickson says Haven House does have the option to buy the site if it can come up with the cash.
So what we're trying to do is come up with the $345,000 to match the buyer's offer, and we have until Friday to do that.
He says the organization has raised more than $300,000 in donations and loans since the beginning of the month. Fredrickson is optimistic Haven House will meet its goal. However, if the shelter can't, he thinks a deal can be worked out with the new owner to continue services. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
U.S. Senator Cory Gardner was in Grand Junction last Saturday. He met with a roundtable of county commissioners from Delta, Mesa, Gunnison counties, and more. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It was an opportunity for Gardner to check in with the local leaders on the Western Slope. Each county was given time to update the senator on how things are going there and what their concerns are. Commissioners raised issues with the Gunnison sage-grouse, energy development, and water. The Republican senator heard and agreed with most of the sentiments brought up by the largely Republican group of commissioners. One issue that had many commissioners concerned was water use and government overreach. This is Senator Gardner.
I want to make sure that the federal government keeps its hands off of Colorado's water. That's something that I've done, been able to fight against the Forest Service's ski area water rules. Scott Tipton's done a great job doing that as well. Make sure that the Forest Service doesn't continue on their groundwater rule, which would affect private water rights on underground water. That's something that we have to keep an eye on, is making sure that the federal government doesn't intrude on private water rights. When it comes to the state, you know, it's state water laws. So we've got a number of state water plans. The governor has recently unveiled a state water plan. You've got various water studies that have come forward, the roundtables, the basins that have been working together. Where the federal government can play an appropriate role to partner, we should do that. But we have to make sure that these are state and local decisions, not driven by the federal government.
With the Thompson Divide oil and gas lease swap still in limbo, energy development was another issue that commissioners brought up. Gardner heard about frustrations in dealing with red tape and lawsuits over oil and gas development.
I think we've got great opportunities for energy development here, and I think you can see the success in Weld County, where it's been privately based, and what you could do in the Western Slope. That doesn't mean it's always right for the Western Slope. It doesn't mean it's always right for the Eastern Plains. But we have to have those opportunities available to develop the resources in a responsible manner. We have to make sure that we're continuing our ability to produce clean, abundant, affordable coal, natural gas, oil, and yes, renewable energy too, whether that's solar or wind or hydropower. Hydropower could be a great opportunity, and geothermal power, a great opportunity for Western Colorado. But we can't cut it short simply because of over-regulations and increased costs.
This meeting was a first of its kind for Gardner here on the Western Slope, and it may become a regular occurrence in the future. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Schools across the state are wrapping up their final semesters, and for high school seniors, that means a long-awaited graduation. What comes next is always a big question, though. At the state capitol, measures to boost the number of Colorado high school students going into the science and math fields and getting jobs became law yesterday. Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1270 creates the foundation for public high schools which focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. It would also set students up with industry partners and allow them to take college classes in high school. During Monday's bill signing, Governor John Hickenlooper called it a win-win.
The more closely we can tailor these programs to the skills, the specific skills that are needed by specific industries, the higher the probability that these kids will get jobs.
Another bill, also signed by the governor, aims to improve the career prospects for recent graduates by creating mentoring and other counseling programs to gear students to high-growth, high-paying jobs. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Melissa Leinberger became the director of the Center of Excellence for Advanced Technology Aerial Firefighting and Rifle last week during a ceremony attended by Governor Hickenlooper and other officials. She talks with KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh about her vision for the firefighting program.
What projects are you looking at right now?
So some of the initial projects that I've already started doing research on is night operations. So right now we're not doing bucket drops from the air at night on fires because, you know, 30 or 40 years ago there were some high-profile helicopter crashes when they were trying to fly at night. But night vision goggle technology has come a long way. And so people have been scared to re-implement that because of the safety issue. So what we want to do is look into the safety, talk to the folks who are doing night flying currently with the National Guard and with some other organizations, and try to figure out how we can get night operations on our fires here in Colorado. There's a lot of benefits to fighting fire at night. The smoke lays down, and there's just opportunities for us to attack those fires 24 hours a day from the air. My first step is going to be hiring, you know, 8 other people who are excited to see this thing head in the right direction and be successful. And so that's what I'm going to be working on, as well as doing the research on this night operations and getting people up to speed on where we need to go.
What is your vision for the Center of Excellence?
Well, I had a great steering committee, and we put together a vision that we were going to be the worldwide collaborative research center on not only aerial firefighting capabilities, but also all wildland firefighting. And then we see some of that even bleeding over into the structure fire world. And so if we can become the place that people go when they find that they have a problem, or when they find that they have a solution to a problem that hasn't been identified yet, we're going to bring that recognition here to Colorado, and we really should be on the forefront with the major wildfires that we've had. So the vision for us is to be, you know, world-renowned, a world-renowned research center that's actually doing good work bringing the end product to the firefighting community.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.